This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with Delhi BJP MPs, MLAs and other leaders in the national capital. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during the meeting, they had extensive discussions on ways to improve quality of life for the people of Delhi. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta was also present on the occasion. The Union Cabinet has approved two projects of the Ministry of Railways with a total cost of 6,405 crore rupees. These projects include Koderma-Barkakana doubling and Bellary-Chikjajur doubling rail line. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the Koderma-Barkakana doubling project of 133 kilometers will provide enhanced connectivity to 938 villages and 15 lakh population. Mr. Vaishnaw said the second project, Bellary-Chikjajur doubling rail line of 185 kilometers, will connect Mangalore port to Secunderabad.
बल्लारी चिकजाजूर ये आंध्र प्रदेश और प्राइमरीली कर्नाटका में ये प्रोजेक्ट है. ये भी बहुत लंबा प्रोजेक्ट है. 185 किलोमीटर्स की डबलिंग है ये. 3342 करोड़ रुपीस का प्रोजेक्ट है. साउथ वेस्टर्न एरिया में मैंगलोर पोर्ट इज द मोस्ट इम्पोर्टेंट पोर्ट. इट विल बेसिकली कनेक्ट द हिंटरलैंड एफिशिएंटली विद द मैंगलोर पोर्ट. बल्लारी चिकजाजूर, दिस मीन्स लॉट ऑफ ट्रैफिक विच कम्स फ्रॉम पार्ट्स ऑफ आंध्रा ऑल द वे अप टू सिकंदराबाद हैदराबाद. वहां से एक वेस्ट कोस्ट पे पोर्ट को कनेक्टिविटी मिलेगी. सिकंदराबाद हैदराबाद वगैरह एरिया के लिए केवल एक कृष्णापट्टनम पोर्ट अवेलेबल था अभी तक. इस लाइन के पूरा होने से मैंगलोर पोर्ट भी अवेलेबल हो जाएगा.
एक्सटर्नल अफेयर्स मिनिस्टर डॉ एस जयशंकर स्पोक एट द जर्मन मार्शल फन ब्रसेल्स फोरम 2025 वेयर ही हाइलाइटेड द इंपॉर्टेंस ऑफ इंडियाज रिलेशनशिप विद द यूरोपियन यूनियन. Dr. Jayashankar stated that India gives pretty high priority to its relations with the EU, highlighting the growing interest in Europe over the past decade. He has expressed optimism about the India-EU Free Trade Agreement, that is FTA, saying that discussions have been positive and that the agreement is within sight of being finalized by the end of the year. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will address the valedictory ceremony of the 127th Induction Training Program at the Lal Bahadur Shastri National Academy of Administration in Mussoorie today. The 127th Induction Training Program at the Mussoorie-based academy is specifically designed for officers promoted from state civil services to the Indian Administrative Service. A total of 97 officers promoted from the services of 19 states are participating in this program, including 73 male officers and 24 female officers. Indian Coast Guard Director General Paramesh Shivmani will chair a key meeting today that aims to enhance joint response strategies and assess the security preparedness of India's offshore installations. The ICG made the announcement through a social media post that the 137th Offshore Security Coordination Committee meeting, chaired by Director General Paramesh Shivmani, AVSM PTM TM, will convene at New Delhi. It said this pivotal gathering aims to enhance joint response strategies and assess the security preparedness of India's offshore installations. India's first ever International Fisheries Technology Exhibition, IFT Expo 2025, is set to open in Mumbai today. The two-day event will be inaugurated by Maharashtra's Port Development Minister Nitesh Narayan Rane, with Sagar Mehra, Joint Secretary in the Department of Fisheries, Government of India, as the chief guest. The expo comes at a crucial time, with the fisheries sector receiving a record 2,703 crore allocation in the Union Budget 2025-26. Major infrastructure and sustainability reforms, along with the new export policies, are reshaping India's fisheries into a true sunrise sector of the economy. And two-time Olympic medalist Manu Bhakar finished sixth in the women's 25-meter pistol event at the ISSF World Cup 2025 in Munich, Germany. Bhakar finished the medal round with a total score of 20 and was eliminated in the second competition stage of the final. Close to 700 shooters from 78 nations are competing in Munich. And that is the end of this news bulletin.